Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, we have Bronwyn Williams, futurist economist and business trends analyst. Bronwyn, good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon.
No, great to have you on board, Bronwyn, and thanks for taking the time to unpack this issue of brands associated with political affairs. In the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, it ran with this line, and I quote, "Is Louis Vuitton really taking sides in the Israel-Hamas war by selling an $820 t-shirt with a graphic logo in the colors of the Palestinian flag," unquote. So, Bronwyn, my first question to you, what exactly is the issue with these Louis Vuitton t-shirts? What's going on here?
Well, the shirts seem to be indicative of Palestinian imagery, right? Which is obviously quite an emotive topic. Obviously, different people across the world have different feelings as to what's going on in Gaza, who's in the rights, who's in the wrong. We don't need to get into it in this show, but the point is that it is a divisive issue. And some people say, and have been saying for many years, that perhaps brands should, or again, should not effectively kind of wear their values on their sleeves, so to speak. And there are, of course, different reasons for why people think that brands should and should not get involved with the political realm. Firstly, there's, of course, the old argument that there should be separation between church, brand, and state, and that brands should know their business is, quite cynically, to make money. Mm-hmm. And therefore, any sort of political statement a brand makes that they are profiting from has to be taken with a pinch of cynicism. Again, the brand might not actually stand for those values, but they're very happy to capitalize on people who do subscribe to those values. Other people, like the futurist Tracy Follows, who's worked in the marketing industry for quite a long time, she's based in the UK, she says that brands might even be stoking social tensions by deliberately engaging in controversial campaigns or in controversy in order not just to sort of stir up resentment in society, but also to capitalize on the fallout. Because what happens when we feel very passionate about any topic, about any value, whether that be around Pride Week, whether that be around Gaza, whether that be around Black Lives Matter, or any of those sorts of issues, when we feel passionate about an issue, we tend to spend more money to sort of demonstrate our affiliation to that cause, even if spending that money, like in this case, is not directly going towards the Palestinian cause. It's just going very much towards, you know, luxury brand shareholders, right?
Indeed.
But it's almost like a cynical play towards, to preying on our emotions, very similar to, say, for example, selling religious iconography. That would be another example that falls into this space.
Okay. So in this case, Bronwyn, exactly what is this t-shirt depicting? What is it showing? What is stirring all this up?
Well, it's using imagery that's associated but quite tenuously with Palestine, right? They're not using exactly the Palestinian flag, for example. They're using symbols like the watermelon, which has been used in emoji form as a form of sort of subtle protest. Very similar to how like the umbrella logo was used as a sign of protest during the whole Hong Kong protest to pro-democracy, right? So in order to sort of subvert censorship, because people that were putting out pro-Palestinian messages on platforms like your Instagrams, like your WhatsApps, like your Facebook, sometimes finding their posts censored by the algorithms who are trying to discourage controversy, which of course meant that protesters and people that supported those causes looked for ways around it. And one of those symbols was, of course, the watermelon, which has long time association with Palestine. So they're also using the colors, the color scheme of red and of green and of black and a bit of white, right? So it's like it's subtle, but it's still using commonly enough known iconography that it seems to be making a particular statement, right?
Right.
So in this case, I think the subtlety is perhaps what's making people most uncomfortable, because there's other brands like the Pop brand that was set up in Sweden that was very deliberately designed to support Palestine. So this is a brand called Palestine Cola that was started in Sweden, and all of their profits go through to the Palestinian cause. Whereas in this case with Louis Vuitton, they're using subtle imagery that plays on people's passions, plays on people's emotions, but is not directly supporting a cause. Rather, it seems to be quite cynically capitalizing off it. And of course, that's upset people on both sides of the fence. On one side, you could say it's upsetting to people who really do feel deeply about this cause that is being so cynically expropriated for profit by the very, very rich in the luxury market.
Right.
At the same time, people who disagree also find it offensive. They're saying this brand is now taking a side in the culture wars. So anyway, that's the sort of root of the controversy around this particular project.
Bronwyn, your take on this, and I'm also quoting the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, there's a specific line in this article which says, and I quote, or rather, is there any substance in its founding family's material support for Nazi collaborators in France during the Second World War having anything to do with this design?
Well, I would say that's a bit of whataboutism in any sort of emotive issue. It's very nice to sort of point fingers to people's past sins and past associations. Yes, a lot of the luxury brands, and indeed many of the sportswear brands that people use today, and even the car brands we drive have their roots in dirty history, right? The question always is, how far back can you actually blame countries, individuals, and brands?
Indeed.
So there could be a bit of whataboutism there. But then again, there are still sorts of things around sort of hypocrisy. The sort of case that springs to mind would be like the easy Adidas drama that took place where Adidas sort of distanced themselves from Kanye over his anti-Semitic tweets and comments, but then continued selling the products. Even today, it's last week, I've been getting adverts from Adidas selling those very same products. So again, there's all these sort of questions around cynicism whenever it comes to brand ethics and purpose, whenever there's a commercial incentive involved. The question always is, values are only values when they cost you something.
Right.
So my question to people looking at this would be to say, is Louis Vuitton making more money expropriating or exploiting people's passions around the subject, or are they losing money by deliberately alienating people on the opposite side of the cause they seem to be promoting, right?
Right.
So if the values start to actually cost them, then it becomes a case of real purpose. If they're doing where they think the market is heading, and they're sort of capitalizing on the more commercial side, very different way to see it playing out. And I do think the Adidas Yeezy example is a good example of perhaps brand purpose failing when it comes to profitability, and that they continue selling the products even after they publicly, sort of distance themselves from the drama.
Right, Bronwyn. Cynicism and capitalizing the two C's. Let's see how this story is going to play out in the future. Bronwyn, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive just to give us your viewpoint as to what is going on with these Louis Vuitton t-shirts selling at $820. I was wanting to ask her what is her take on why so expensive. Why is it so expensive? I know we're dealing with Louis Vuitton, but $820 to a t-shirt? Your thoughts on that. We'd love your take on that as we go along on the Afternoon Overdrive. We can even discuss this tomorrow. Bronwyn Williams, futurist economist and business trends analyst, joining us on the line there.